Northwest lawmakers explore building transmission without BPA's help, written by Henrik Nielsen and read by an automated voice. Oregon and Washington lawmakers are exploring ways to build new transmission independent of the Bonneville Power Administration as electric sector stakeholders in the Pacific Northwest worry about the agency's struggle to build transmission fast enough to keep up with aggressive clean energy laws and increased load. BPA paused certain planning processes in 2025 to consider how to address nearly 61 gigawatts of transmission service requests. The agency presented several proposals to reduce the queue, but concerns have been raised that many of the efforts would go into effect after the 2030 deadline for utilities in Oregon and Washington to meet strict greenhouse gas standards. Former BPA Administrator Randy Hardy has argued the issue lies with the state's respective clean energy laws, which he said set off a gold rush among developers, leaving BPA to solve the issue of building enough transmission to keep up. His comments received support from utilities and other organizations during BPA meetings. To submit a commentary on this topic, email forum@ruinsider.com. Oregon State Representative Mark Gamba, or D, pushed back on that notion in an interview with RTO Insider. Oregon's House Bill 2021 directs the state's investor-owned utilities to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by 2030, on the path to achieving 100% GHG-free generation by 2040. For Gamba, the issue is not the law's requirements, but rather that BPA, which controls approximately 75% of the region's high-voltage transmission, has failed to build enough transmission. I am less concerned with HB 2021 and the law as I am with the fact that we are still burning fossil fuels in the state of Oregon to supply energy to a rapidly growing load. That needs to come to a screeching halt, he said. But the only way that's going to happen is if we build more transmission. As a federal entity, BPA does not have to follow mandates imposed by the Oregon legislature. The agency has focused on its preference customers, publicly owned utilities that rely on it for generation and fail to realize they are the backbone of the transmission system in the whole Pacific Northwest, Gamba contended. The situation worsened in 2025 after approximately 200 employees accepted a deferred resignation buyout offer under President Donald Trump's effort to slim down the federal government, according to Gamba. BPA resumed hiring in September 2025. BPA declined to comment for this story, but the agency has noted its efforts to build out transmission and generation. For example, when BPA paused its transmission planning processes to deal with the 61 gigawatts of generation in its current interconnection study, it identified 16 gigawatts of late-stage projects that are being integrated at a rate of roughly 1 to 1.5 gigawatts/year, with the goal of integrating the full 16 gigawatts by 2035, according to the agency. As for transmission, the agency secured $773.8 million in transmission capital for 2025 with the goal of doubling transmission capital execution by 2028. It plans to issue awards to contractors in March 2026 that will cover a 10-year period with a maximum value of $25 billion to build and modify lines. BPA also launched its $5 billion grid expansion and reinforcement portfolio initiative in 2023 with the aim of building 23 new transmission lines and substation projects. However, Gamba said BPA was pretty non-responsive even before staffing cuts, adding that he doubts the agency will start building significant new lines anytime soon. Instead, the Democratic lawmaker thinks Oregon should take matters into its own hands. Gamba presented a bill in 2025 aimed at creating a Transmission Authority, or TA, and intends to revive that effort in 2026. We just need some entity to act like an adult in the room and actually start developing the transmission that we need, Gamba said. The TA would explore where transmission is needed and begin the siting and permitting process. It then would work with utilities or third parties to get lines built. The approach has found success in New Mexico and Colorado, according to Gamba. When asked about Gamba's initiative, Oregon Governor Tina Koch's office noted that the governor issued an executive order in November 2025 aimed at streamlining transmission siting and permitting approvals. The order recognized that a coordinated, statewide approach to planning and designating transmission corridors is essential to long-term infrastructure development that will support economic growth and ensure clean energy can be delivered efficiently and reliably to consumers. The governor's office is working with the state's Department of Energy on developing the framework, which is expected to be completed in fall 2026 to support policy discussions next year, according to a spokesperson. In an email to RTO Insider, J.D. Podolsnik, Portland General Electric's Senior Director of Transmission Delivery, said the utility is ready to work with BPA and other regional entities to expand transmission. Podelsnek noted that PGE has added more than 3,000 megawatts of clean energy and storage to the grid and recently finalized agreements for an additional 1,000 megawatts of clean energy resources, making steady progress toward customer-driven clean energy targets. At the same time, transmission capacity remains a key challenge across the region, both for reliability and clean energy targets, Podelsnek said in the email. BPA plays an important role in expanding the transmission network and accelerating the interconnection of new generation resources. Continuing to execute on BPA's grid expansion and reinforcement portfolio is one of the critical steps in addressing those constraints. Washington issues. Oregon entities are not alone in grappling with transmission constraints and compliance with clean energy laws. Washington utilities face a similar situation. A study by Energy and Environmental Economics predicts that accelerated load growth and aging power plant retirements will create a resource gap in the Northwest starting at about 1.3 gigawatts in 2026 and expanding to almost 9 gigawatts by 2030. That is approximately the load of the state of Oregon. For context, BPA's White Book released in May 2025 projected the Northwest would have about 27.9 megawatts of total generation available in 2026. As is the case nationwide, data centers and electric vehicles are the primary drivers behind the expected load growth. And just as in Oregon, Washington's Clean Energy Transformation Act, or SETA, requires all electric utilities in the state to become greenhouse gas neutral by 2030 on the way to generating all power from emissions-free resources by 2045. It also prohibits utilities from serving their Washington customers with any coal-fired generation after 2025. But again, lack of transmission poses challenges for utilities to meet the law's requirements. There is collaboration across state lines to build more transmission independent of BPA, according to Washington Representative Alex Rammel, or D. Washington lawmakers also seek to create a transmission authority under Senate Bill 6355. There is this sort of federal government monopoly in the space, Rammel said. Relying too much on the federal government as BPA struggles with staffing shortages is a real concern, according to Rammel. That, to me, is part of the reason why we need to be more expeditious about how we think about putting together these kinds of projects, Rammel said in referring to a potential Washington TA. Because if BPA is losing staff, that can only impact negatively our need to be able to increase clean energy transmission opportunities. As for SETA, Rammel said he is not ready to pull the plug on it. He acknowledged the law was passed when the region did not have the same electricity use that comes with the development of AI and electric vehicles. I could be persuaded to have reasonable extensions or extenuating circumstances for utilities that really can't meet those goals, Rammel said. But right now I have not seen anything that persuades me that those goals can't be met. We could revisit that in the future if we need to. Right now I think we should stay full steam and let's build out clean energy and let's accelerate transmission. Puget Sound Energy, which is one of BPA's largest transmission customers, has removed coal from its energy portfolio in accordance with SETA and is focused on providing 80% of its electricity from renewable or non-emitting resources by 2030 to 2033, according to Matt Stuwalt, PSE's Vice President of External Affairs. Still, BPA's ability to expand transmission capacity and allow new resources to come online will have a major impact on our progress toward Washington clean energy laws, Stuwalt told RTO Insider. We also have to consider permitting and siting for energy infrastructure development undertaken by entities other than BPA, which is a major challenge to building any project, he added. We have been following the current legislation closely to see the extent to which it can address these and other issues. Morass of people. But for Scott Sims, executive director of the Public Power Council, there are risks with creating separate TAs. I think that once you create an additional apparatus to try to do the exact same thing that other organizations are statutorily obligated to do, it's going to create a morass of people trying to all do the same things, Sims said. Instead of solving the transmission challenges, the risk is that additional TAs would exacerbate the very problem you're trying to solve, he added. Rather, Oregon and Washington should fix the challenging operating environments they have created for consumer-owned and investor-owned utilities alike, Sims contended. There's a variety of things on both the energy policy side with regards to resources and there are fixes on the transmission side when it comes to permitting and the planning process, he said. If the states were just to focus on how to best facilitate and streamline the transmission permitting and siting elements, that would be a huge help.